This is Anderson Pence Podcast, episode 282 for Wednesday, August 1st, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. And happy 1st of August.
Ooh. Thank you for my birthday.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
My birthday was on Sunday, and it was like the perfect day. And I rarely say that. We
weather was good.
Slept in, which meant like 7 o'clock. Breakfast. Went to Starbucks and had a discussion about Daddy Long Legs.
Amazing animals. really amazing.
Oh my God! What we learned at Starbucks. Went to two different antique malls. The creative team a bunch of pictures of stuffed moose and raccoons and squirrels
all sorts of stuff.
Offering to help decorate their new space. That was entertaining. Yeah. And the weather was perfect. We stopped and had Mexican on the way back. And nobody sang to me at the restaurant. That was awesome.
So it was they didn't perfect. Get the memo.
So. I know. So it was perfect.
So awesome. You know when we travel?
Oh, God. I was hoping you forgot the joke.
No. You know when you travel, you know, the room service comes in and they give you, you know, the little bar of soap and they give you the shampoo and all that stuff.
Well, it's not really room service.
Well,
it's
not room service. Housekeeping.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and then, like, you know, if you have an extra bar of soap, you take it home, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a confession to make.
Well, we have a couple bars of soap.
I used to be addicted to soap.
Okay.
But I'm clean now.
That's funny. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's funny. The first time I've actually laughed. All right, everybody, take note. August 1st. It's also one of our anniversaries.
It is. Like 743 months.
We celebrate our dating anniversary.
All right. Anyway.
Wow. I'm so impressed. How are you going to live up to that?
I'll tell a bad one next week.
Thank God.
So,
okay.
This week, diplomat, and diplomat.
I know.
So I'm totally stoked about this. Finally, the day has come. We've been talking about diplomat for...
We've been looking at diplomat for years.
Number of years.
And they just switched distributors, actually right before we were about to take the plunge. But some of these are cool.
Well, the first one is Aero, which our good friend Mike... Madison from Ink Dependence, he's a big fan of this pen, and I've always been a fan of this pen because it's different. It's not a torpedo-shaped pen, a flat-top pen. It's something completely different. It's new.
It's not torpedo-shaped?
Well, it is torpedo-shaped, but it's grooved, it's metal, it's got, you know, it's just, everything about it is different. It's not a, you know, a basic pen. It's got a friction-fit cap. It's got
posts
a nice little clip. It posts.
Posts well.
It's just great. It's just a great pen.
It's a little chunky.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's
but it's certainly good size. Not skinny.
Yeah.
So it's a little chunky.
We've got steel nibs, which are actually very, very nice. I have an Excellence that has the same nib, and it's fantastic. It's really, really great.
All right.
But
so
they come in orange.
You've got the orange.
Orange with the matte trim.
This is called Factory, which is kind of a raw finish.
Think Kaweco All Sport raw, same thing.
You've got the black.
Black with black.
And then this brown is really nice.
Yeah.
It's like fall colors, like the orange.
Yeah,
and
so the
brown
is the only one that's got the actual silver trim. And
okay.
Then the section matches the trim, so nib sections are swappable amongst most of them. We've got an assortment. If you don't see the nib you're looking for, just let us know. I'm sure we can swap something out.
But, I really like the orange and the brown.
Yep. Orange and brown are great.
Very cool.
That's cool.
All right. So, and the grooves are, I guess I'm going to call them deep. They're certainly not sharp edges.
But you never hold the pen anywhere. I mean, the section is long.
But
so.
I like that it's different,
yeah.
And it's definitely never going to be slippery in your hand. This is really a terrific design. Why didn't we have these before?
The logo on the top now is nice and is laser. I think it's laser engraved in there. It's just really, really nice.
Get my glasses on.
It's very well done. It's really a super looking pen. Very strong clip. Nice spring to it.
Yeah, these are great.
Great pens.
Beautiful. All right, what do we have next?
Next, on the complete opposite end of the price spectrum, the Diplomat Magnum. These are really, really neat pens. I saw these. I knew we had to have them. It's a cheap, inexpensive, but well-made.
Inexpensive,
not cheap, yeah. Inexpensive, well-made, $25 pen. Steel nib, of course, cartridge converter, but the nibs are actually a little bit soft.
Springy.
Yeah, they're springy, which is really nice. It's got a nice, really, really very springy clip. You know, nice logo on the top of the cap.
The section or grip is, I guess I'd have to call it.
It is triangulated.
Is it triangulated or just faceted? You've got two grooves here.
You've got three sections, yeah. It's triangulated, just like a Lamy Safari.
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar. Very cool.
Friction fit cap. It posts well. A little ink window to
it
see.
It does post well, which I really like. And so what colors do we have? This brick red is really
nice.
Killer.
Yeah.
There's a black.
And it's kind of like a soft touch finish to it.
Yeah, it's not squishy.
Yeah.
But it's definitely soft.
Yeah.
Gray
blue.
And blue.
Yep.
All right.
And then, of course, the matching ballpoint. And I really...
Oh, my God. He was annoying the heck out of me.
As you know, I'm a big fan of single-handed action on a ballpoint. You know, none of this twist stuff that I don't like as well, but this is...
There, I'm just getting you back.
I know. Really nice ballpoint, and it's super inexpensive, a nice companion piece. It's solid, too. It's nice...
It reminds me in size of a Retro 51.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But very, very nice, inexpensive pen. You can toss it in your bag, and it's not a... but they're right.
Comes in the same colors, the red, the blue, the gray, the black. All right.
And fountain pen, fine medium. There is a broad, but I...
I don't think we're getting it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Fine and medium nib, and they're German nibs, so they have a tendency to write a little bit broader anyway. So, but with a little springy in them, I think the fine nib is going to be that's going to be the winner.
Yep, these are nice. And then
this guy here, I saw this probably, I don't know, last winter I saw these when these came out. The Excellence A2, the Skyline, the blue and the red.
It's hard to tell probably from how I'm holding it, so we'll show a close up. What would you call that? It's not striated.
Well, it's like a lacquer over a striped body.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's very nice. And it has this great Excellence clip, which is very, ooh. It's strong, but it really,
yeah, that's
it springs
great.
Out. It's very springy. So it's not
going to. You know, we women don't have to think about putting pens in suit pockets shirt pockets.
It's a cross we must bear.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
I mean, we have to put it in our pen cases or in the little...
Oh, my. That's terrible.
...pocket of our
purses. How do you get by day by day?
Living with you, I don't know. All right. So, blue
and
red.
Blue and red, yep.
Just ignore him.
Rollerball, ballpoint. Twist action. Nice, smooth twist action on the ballpoint. And then the nice logo, Diplomat
like
logo
that.
On the top in white.
This is pretty.
Black, so. Nice solid.
It's got some weight.
Yeah, it's got
definitely
a brass barrel construction, Parker style refill. But it's a pretty nice looking pen. I like the red. I think the red shows off the stripes better than the blue.
Agreed.
And that's just, it's really, the light catches it. So, anyway. Diplomat Excellence A2 Skyline, red and blue. So rollerball and ballpoint. Eventually we'll get those in the fountain pens too.
Yep.
So,
you know, your joke was pretty fun.
It was pretty good, wasn't it?
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm still stuck on that.
It's a good way to start today.
Good job, honey. All right, what else? Oh, this is cool.
Just announced this last week, the Pilot 2018 Vanishing Point Limited Edition, the Crossed Lines. I like this one. I really do. I'll go right out there and I'll say that I never did take a Crimson Sunrise from last year. I didn't take a Twilight from 2 years ago, although I wish I would have.
I'm not sharing mine.
But I like this Crossed Lines design, and I think it's going to look better in person. It's really hard to get a capture what this thing is all about. But this is coming out. When's the date for this? September.
Usually it's September.
September.
Usually it's
September
right around the Dallas show.
Like that. We've got it up on the website for back in stock notifications.
Every year, the U.S. seems to get a few less than the year before. Yeah. So if you think you want it,
there are fewer in the U.S. this year for sure.
Definitely sign up for the back in stock and start to save your pennies so that when you get that email that says the item you want is now available, you need to buy it quickly.
Yep.
Not a sales pitch. It's just honestly, that's how these go.
I think this is a good looking pen. I think
it's cool.
This one's going to move. I like it. I'm taking one for sure. I'm taking the first one that comes
okay,
out.
Okay, so we're going to have one less.
We'll have one less.
And I will say for Chicago, our Chicago friends, I don't know we're going to have any in the store at all. So if you're interested,
online.
Just buy it online. It's free shipping anyway, so we'll ship it right to your house or your office. So. If we have some left, we'll maybe send one or two down there. But
we are not
right now,
promising.
I can't promise it. But it's a good looking pen. It's black with I think the white lines that kind of crisscross.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It is neat. Of course, it's a rhodium trim, and it comes standard with the medium nib. So, but nice box, everything. The price is a little bit higher this year than it was last year. I think there's a little bit of a price bump.
Yep.
Yeah, like, $14 maybe. I think it's just over $200 this year. So last year, I think it was $192. But anyway. So that's coming out. Back of stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Our setup, you can see the picture on the website.
Awesome.
Last week, new ink came in?
New ink.
Or was it this week?
I'm going to completely mangle the French names of the new Herbin ink, but I will show you pictures.
That's why I did the Diplomat, because I can pronounce Diplomat.
Yeah, I know. This one I'm just going to call Profoundly Beautiful Dark Blue.
There you go. Nice to have a little sheen to it, too. I'm looking from the backside.
Yeah, from the backside.
What do we got? A little gold? Maybe
brown?
A little gold sheen, brown sheen.
Super pretty.
It's nice.
Very dark blue. Nice,
nice. I can see that one.
The rouge, what is that, Grenat?
Grenat, yep.
Grenat.
That's nice, too. I like that.
Kind of a brick red. Definitely some green action going on there.
Yeah, now I think you're going to have a really wet 1.1 or 1.5 italic or stub in order to see some of this.
Yes, your mileage may vary.
Or a nice big fat double broad or something, but yeah. That's nice.
This is the Vert
like
Degree.
This one I like.
Well,
I think this
you're
is,
allowed to like
I
it.
I think this is maybe my favorite.
Okay.
You know why I like this one?
It looks like our slate.
Now, if you look at the box top.
It looks like our
which
slate.
You can never.
Never ever
judge a color by that.
Right.
But
it's pretty cool.
It looks just like our slate.
It does.
It's a nice grayish, bluish gray.
This gorgeous turquoise is the Blue Kalank. I don't know.
I'm sure someone
speak
who
French.
Speaks better French will talk.
Somebody
this is a nice color.
Yeah, it's nice
bright,
and bright.
It's cheery.
I was just going to say that. It's happy.
It's happy. It's a happy color. I think if you put that in a nice medium nib, it's going to pop on the page. And,
yep.
And
then
turquoise-y.
This coral color, the tropical coral, the Coral de Tropique.
That's pretty good.
This is... It's not bad, right?
It's not bad.
This is really pretty. To me, it reminds me of like in between. It's not watermelon pink.
It's not quite
cantaloupe
salmon.
Coral. It's kind of a salmony. It's a coral color. It's really pretty.
It's the brightest color in the bunch.
It looks like a crab, doesn't it? We should do like ink blot tests with these.
It does look like a crab.
What do you see?
I see a crab. I see a crab with a. Mohawk. That's what I see.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I have no
all
idea.
All right, psychologists all right. out there, what does right. that mean?
All right. So we've got that. That's cool.
Gorgeous colors.
Same bottles, 30-mil bottle. It's the Demitasse bottle with the little pen rest that you can't actually ever put a pen on because it's too small and too close to the cap. But
beautiful little bottle.
I like the box. I like that it's just a nice, compact little package.
Square little box.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's inexpensive.
So for Christmas, I could just get you a bunch of empty boxes.
That'd be the last Christmas you did that for. next up, new Girologio 48 pen case, bomber brown. And this is great. And I think anybody who goes to a pen show sees me knows how much I like these 48 pen cases.
I like the interior.
We use these 48 pen cases, the black ones, for all of our pen traveling. They have seen some serious use and abuse, and they have held up very, very well. This one, the bomber,
this has, one has
a nice brown plaid on the inside.
All the others are plain.
They're all plain, yeah. They're matching
the color. The antique brown and the black are plain.
And
this
these
is cool.
And the new 48 pen cases that are coming out now have a Velcro strip to remove this inner piece.
I love that.
Yeah, which is a nice feature. Some of the older ones didn't have it, which makes it a little more difficult. But
so, you know, these are great for transporting pens like we do, but then when you get to wherever you're going, whether it's to a pen show or
just rip it out. Open it up, lays flat. The double loops, and they're nice and strong. And I can attest after probably, how many pen shows do you think we've used these with?
Oh my God.
40 or 50?
Easily, several years.
They really hold up. Especially the loops, you'd think they would fray, but we're constantly.
I like double loops.
Yeah, the pen doesn't, you know, the bottom end of the pen doesn't, barrel doesn't, you know,
wobble.
Slide around, wobble around, doesn't hit something else. Really a solid case. I think this one, being the bomber brown, it's got kind of that
beat up
rustic
look.
Beat up look. Yeah, it's you're not going to notice. Like we accidentally put one of our cases on top, and then we had our paper grid in the car, and we kind of slid it over. Yeah, and we scuffed it. You know, this thing, you're not going to see it. It's going to add character. Really, really a solid color. And I think if I didn't already have one, a black one for my own personal use, I'd probably get this one. And that little plaid thing on the inside is.
You're getting into the plaid.
I'm getting into this plaid.
Okay.
This plaid here.
All right.
Nice, really solid case. I don't think there's a better 48 pen case in the market, really, for the money. So.
Cool.
Anyway.
All right. What else?
A couple of sale notes, as it were.
We're getting ready to move our office, and I don't want to move all this stuff.
For a very short period of time, we have the Tasha Pinnacle. This is the metal version.
I love that blue.
Well, there is no non-metal version of the Pinnacle, but the metal pen, there's basically two solid Tasha pens that we carry, the Spectrum and the Pinnacle. The Pinnacle is on sale for $99, which is a real solid deal. This pen has a nib and feed and section and converter made by a famous Japanese maker.
Let's just leave it at that.
That we really like. Solid pen, metal. It's got a great spring clip that goes over the top. The blue is great. The gray is nice.
Blue, black,
the black
and gray.
Is nice.
Yep.
Two-tone steel nib is available. Extra fine, medium, broad, and music.
Cool.
Cartridge converter, great pen, $99. How about that for?
That's deal? Quite the deal.
And
we've
ink.
Also reduced prices.
Just
on so the 90 mil bottle of Monteverdi ink, the Montegrappa ink. I love these bottles.
Yeah, those are nice bottles. I like that burgundy. It's a really nice color.
Some of our Queasy ink. Both the iron gall and non-iron gall.
We're a little heavily stocked on some Kobe, so.
We're gonna temporarily make some room on our shelves with marking some of that down.
And maybe one of the most unique bottles on the market.
I love these.
The Visconti, the V bottle.
Those are very cool.
So anyway, that stuff is marked down a little bit. Check it out on the website.
Awesome.
All right, we got question of the week.
We do.
Do we have? We need a drum roll. Yeah.
We should have bought those drumsticks at the antique mall. At what pen shows can I find Anderson pens, and in which months do those pen shows take place? All right, so number one.
Can you just say the ones we don't go to?
No.
Madrid,
number one.
London.
Toronto.
Toronto. Northwest Pen Roundup.
Well, because it's a one day.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think a one day counts, but.
First off, we go to almost every show.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. Secondly, we don't even really use calendars the normal way.
We haven't for years. We realized this, was it?
I don't know who we were talking to, but somebody said, something about when are you free or what's your next show or whatever, and we're like,
well, that was Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. Like, when were you, when did you get to go see the Liberty Bell? And we're like, Philly. Well, obviously, it's in Philly, but...
that means January.
January, yes. So, you know, we should have custom calendars.
Instead of the 12th January, February, March, they should just say Philly, LA, Baltimore.
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
Yes, that would be something. Be something.
Would that really help our staff, or would that confuse
no,
our staff?
No, because what do you do when you got two pen shows in a month?
What do you do in July when there's, oh, well, Miami.
See? But,
all right, so.
And then there's no December.
Oh, that's Christmas.
That's Christmas.
That's just Christmas month.
That's Christmas.
All right, so the shows that you can find us at, we attend almost every U.S. pen show in...
Pretty much right now, this year, we will do every, except for one, every... Multi-day pen show.
All right, so January is the Philadelphia pen show. February is the LA pen show, and that is always right around Valentine's Day and President's Day.
You're cheating.
All right.
Do you think you can name them all? I have the list.
Baltimore is usually in March.
Okay, good. Ding. We'll have a little ding. We need a bell. Where's the bell?
Long Island is usually in March. Ding. This year it was in April, which was confusing.
Next year it's in March.
Oh my God. Atlanta.
2 weeks after Baltimore.
Is in April.
That's one of my favorite shows.
I know. Because spring is starting,
spring
we
is
leave,
there.
And it's Snow's kind melting. Of muddy and yucky up home. And then as we drive to Atlanta, it gets warmer, there's less snow, everything's greener. Often we'll stop and Bowling Green at the National Corvette Museum.
We didn't this year, so we should next year.
I know. All right, so that's April.
Okay.
May is, I should know this.
You should know this.
Chicago.
I hope you know this one. There we go.
Chicago, where we got married. The end of May into June is Raleigh.
The Triangle Pen Show.
Triangle Pen Show.
Raleigh, North Carolina. Actually, it's in Cary. Is it? It's not in Cary.
I don't know where. It's moved. It's at a new hotel, but it's in the Raleigh Triangle area.
Crabtree Mall, Hilton Garden Inn.
St. Louis is now at the end of June into July.
It's a week earlier next year.
Yes, which is a good move because it's a week farther away from 4th of July. So it's actually fully in June this year. I thought it was really nice of the Morgans to arrange the pen show during your birthday.
During my birthday, yes.
Yeah.
Next year,
it's like
next year
it will not be. Big birthday present.
Will not be during my birthday next year.
All right. July is Miami. Brian went by himself
this
year.
I went by myself, and we may try that again next year.
Okay.
We may try it again next year.
All right.
So
I'm good with you flying and doing all the travel, and I stay home.
If I do it, we have to do it the way we did this year, where I fly out late on Monday because getting up early Monday morning, having breakfast, going for a swim in the pool when no one else is there, that was beyond awesome.
So you went swimming?
I did go swimming. I did laps in the pool.
All right. So that's July.
That's July, okay.
You took a nap after your swim?
Yeah.
What the heck?
I wanted to dry off.
August is D.C. at the beginning and San Francisco at the end of August.
Wow, you're nailing these.
I know. September is Dallas.
That's one of my favorites. Dallas.
Usually
Dallas show.
It's at the end of the month.
Yep.
This past 2017, it was earlier in the month just because of holidays and the hotel was booked, but I believe it's back at the end of the month in September.
28th, 29th.
October is Denver.
Colorado Pen Show.
All right, whatever. It's in Denver.
I'm just, you know, trying to be correct.
Sometimes the Michigan Pen Show is in October. Sometimes it's in November. I'm not sure when it is. Oh, it's in October.
17th and 18th. That's not true. I don't know when it is. I do know when it is. I have it in my office. But Michigan Pen Show is later in the year.
It's either in October or November. It's kind of, it's never really had a consistent set weekend. And then the Ohio Pen Show is always in November, usually the first or second weekend. And that ends the show season for the year. And we are home for December, which is much needed.
Yep. So.
How'd I do?
You did pretty good. The only ones we don't go to Arkansas, in Little Rock, which is in March.
Because we did that several years in a row. And one year we died. It was back to back to back, three pen shows in a row, 3 weekends in a row, and just couldn't do it. It's really a small show.
Actually, this year it looks like it's the same weekend as Long Island. So,
oh yeah.
So we'll go to Long Island.
Yep.
But so that, and then there is a Commonwealth Pen Show in Boston, but it's a one-day event. So
there is also a Portland
meetup,
which is a one-day show. Mm-hmm. So some of these one days are really more like just the club getting together.
It's not worth driving all that distance.
No, we did Boston one year, and it was like 2-day drive. We did get to see my mom though.
We did. Yes.
That was cool.
For a very brief time. So anyway, that's the Pen Show roundup. In other news, speaking of pen shows, this week, leaving today, actually, the Great DC Pen Show. I am totally stoked.
Are you now?
I haven't been in a pen show with you for 2 months.
Since your birthday.
I know. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
I'm just trying to figure out why you get so stoked about this one. I love Dallas. I mean, the nice thing about DC is so many of the distributors go.
Yep.
So we get to see a lot of new product. We're going to see David Oscarson.
Our dance card is full.
David will be there.
Yep.
We are usually close to Yaffa and Kohl's of London. Yep. I believe we're still behind Terry Mayhorder.
Oh, nice.
Right? He was there behind us last year.
Yep. It's the same venue as last year.
Same venue as last year. I liked the ballroom. It was a new hotel last year, and I know a lot of people.
There was a lot of drama.
A lot of people were dramatic about some of the confusion. I really don't think it's going to be a big deal this year.
No.
All the tables are set. And, you know, the organizers of any show, they want easy and simple. So they're not going to deliberately move people around just to mess with you. So generally,
the second year of a new venue is
going to be easy breezy.
Just fine.
It's going to be great. So, but I like the ballroom a lot. The light was good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Last year, we had a ton of help. Yeah. I was shocked at how boom, boom, boom fast it went.
I think we did an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half. We got the whole thing set up. It's normally a 3 to 4 hour affair.
Yep. Now, we did have a volunteer, and I took her up on it.
Okay,
so,
good.
Susan, thank you. We're looking forward to seeing you Friday morning. And if anybody else wants to volunteer to help.
I think Mike will probably be there, so he can. Mike will probably help. But
And we did commit to something.
Oh,
and I'm...
You know, it scares me when you say that.
I know. I just do it to mess with you. So a couple years ago, our friend Mike always wears plaid shirts. And we kept joking that Brian isn't quite that bold with his fashion.
Yeah, no.
And we kept teasing him that one of these days, Brian's going to show up in a plaid shirt.
Mike wouldn't even notice. He'd be like, oh, cool, sure.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, we stopped at the Hagerstown Outlet Mall and found a plaid shirt that Brian actually thought wasn't bad. And as a joke, we bought two of them, one for Mike and one for Brian. And they wore them together on Saturday at the show.
Didn't you get one?
Not that year. It was just the two of you. And it was kind of funny when people would come up and say, like, do you know that guy's wearing the same shirt as you? Like,
they would come up and think they talked to me, and they actually talked to Mike, or vice versa, and they couldn't.
Both similar in height, similar in glasses.
And similar in lack of hair.
Follicle challenge.
Follicle challenge.
So
anyway.
Then our friend Steph, who helps us, said, well, I've got plaid. So last year, we stopped at the same place, and we got 4 matching shirts. And there are some killer pictures of the 4 of us in our plaid shirts. And Steph had had an issue with her eye. So she's actually wearing an eye patch, which really kind of adds to the whole gangsta. And then there's pictures of us with Stephen Brown in his Harlequin suit. I got to tell you, the whole group of us, it's just eye-searing. So my confession is that we have committed to this now, being an annual thing. And not only are we going to have four matching plaid shirts that are different, but we actually already bought them. Because last year, on the way down, it was like, well, if we find them, we'll get them. Yeah. If not, you know, it was cute last year. Now it's actually
a thing. Well, I don't want to get there and find out, you know, the cheapest shirt is $30 or something.
Right.
You know, for something I'm only going to wear maybe once. I might wear it twice. This one's not a bad shirt. I might wear this one. It's not bad.
So we actually,
the one I really wanted, we only found one of, and it was a small or something crazy like that.
I know. So we bought them in advance, so we are ready. So when you come to the DC show, look for...
On Saturday.
Look for the gang in plaid.
Gang in plaid.
In my head, we're like walking through the crowd in slow-mo, and people are partying and going, wow.
It's in her head.
Yeah, it's in my head.
So anyway, but that's good. DC show this week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to be awesome. Get to see some of our friends that only attend that show.
Yes.
It's going to be great. I'm just totally stoked.
Because you think you're going to go shopping.
Yes.
No.
I have things on my list.
You have a list?
I have a list. I have things that I'm going to try to find that I've never looked for before, just to kind of mix it up.
When do you think you're getting away from the table?
Well, you know, got to use the restroom sometime, right? And the restroom is like...
It's right out the door past David and...
It's down the aisle, down the other aisle, across the aisle.
We'll see about this.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway... this week in August 2 through 5, stop and see us, and Pencho pickup is pretty much done. So.
Yes.
But anyway, anything else?
No, I think that's it. We need to go finish packing.
All right, so come see us at the show. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, paper, and the Pencho review.
Ooh, Pencho review. That'll be fun. That's when I tell you what Brian didn't buy. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun videos, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Bye.